Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome people. Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like, out of nowhere, bam. Your perfectly planned day goes kaput. We've all been there, right? Whether it's a missed deadline, a canceled trip, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Ever feel like you're just bouncing back and forth between, oh no, and, what now? ? Today, we're diving into something super important. Building resilience through challenge and growth. Not the kind that's all sunshine and rainbows, but the real deal, the grit, the determination, the ability to not just survive a setback, but actually thrive because of it. Think of it like this. Life is like that awesome roller coaster you always wanted to try. The ups are exhilarating, sure, but those dips and turns? Those are where the real magic happens. That's where your resilience muscles get built. So, buckle up, my friends, because we're about to explore 5 powerful takeaways that'll help you not just weather the storm, but actually grow stronger in the process. First things first. Accept that setbacks are inevitable. Seriously, they're part of life's messy beauty. It's like trying to have a perfectly sculpted garden. You're gonna need to prune those branches that are growing in the wrong direction. Embrace them as opportunities for learning and growth, not as personal failures. Number 2. Shift your perspective. This is huge, people. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger? Sometimes, the best lessons come disguised as challenges. Ever notice how athletes often get better after a loss? They analyze what happened, tweak their strategy, and come back even fiercer. Now, let's talk about cultivating self-awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and reactions when things get tough. What triggers you? How do you typically respond to stress? Once you know your patterns, you can start consciously choosing more helpful responses. It's like learning the map of your own emotional terrain, powerful stuff. Next up, build a support system. You're not in this alone, my friends. Surrounding yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and offer a listening ear can make all the difference. Think of it as your personal cheer squad. They're there to celebrate your wins and catch you when you stumble. Last but certainly not least, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and setbacks are a part of the human experience. Treat yourself with the same understanding and grace you'd offer someone you love. Okay, so let's bring it all together with a real-world example. Imagine your big presentation at work goes completely off the rails. The slides freeze, your voice cracks, and suddenly everyone is staring at you like, well, like you just bombed a national anthem. The worst feeling ever, right? But here's where resilience kicks in. Instead of spiraling into self-doubt and panic, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that things didn't go as planned, but remind yourself that it's okay. You learn from the experience, tweak your approach for next time, and maybe even share a laugh about it with your colleagues. Because let's face it, sometimes the best stories come from those moments where we almost, or completely, lost it. So, my awesome listeners, remember this. Building resilience isn't about avoiding challenges. It's about embracing them as opportunities for growth. It's about shifting your perspective, practicing self-compassion, and surrounding yourself with support. And most importantly, it's about remembering that you are stronger than you think. Take a deep breath, own your journey, and keep showing up, even when things get tough. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of resilience inspiration. Until next time, stay detached, stay positive, and keep on rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes.
If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.